This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For another Good Day Health episode, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here to help you understand what's going on in the medical world, the news of the medical world, how Ken, through his research and other people's research, are bringing things to the public that you need to know, how it will affect you personally, all of these things. That's our focus here on Good Day Health. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist practicing down in Florida, been there for a number of years, has a wonderful medical pedigree, not only as a doctor, but as another kind of doctor. He's two doctors. He's got a PhD and an MD. How many of us can boast having that? Anyway, he's here with the first word this week on COVID and the hospitalization news and new variants and stuff. All right, Ken, so let's we have to get this out of the way. What's the scoop?
In the last couple of weeks, more and more people are telling me they've come down with COVID. We thought we saw it going away for a while, but I think with people going with Thanksgiving, with Christmas vacation, New Year's, I think there's just been a lot of more cross-pollination, and there's some new variants emerging. We know over in Asia, this XBB or XBB.1.5, who wants to get too deep into the weeds? These are new variants of Omicron. They're new variants, and they're making up a significant fraction of the patients who have COVID-19. So COVID-19 hospitalizations are increasing in the last couple of weeks, and the death rate is going up. It's now about 400 Americans per day. Makes it about the third most frequent death in America in terms of illness. So it's not, we're learning to live with it. We need to learn to live with it, but it's unfortunately coming back. And I think it's going to be that way. It's going to go in up, it's going to go down, and we're just going to have to learn to live with it.
Well, I think that's a wonderful way of looking. I wish we could get that word around so we could stop having the sensational news media stories about COVID. The situation is dire, actually. That is true, it would seem, in China. And this is a problem of their own making, and how it's affecting us and the rest of the world. Ken has just outlined it, where we are now, where we're going to be. Some of the controversy this week, Ken, came upon the announcement, because they have to, all these public companies have to go public with their profits, and the fact that the drug companies made $80 billion selling these various, whether it's Pfizer or what was the other one that's right up the road here from you? Moderna.
Moderna.
Yeah, and Johnson & Johnson. $80 billion to give people shots. And now they say, Pfizer said this week, or somebody ferreted out the information, that they'd up the charges on the vaccine by 400%. So this is, you can understand people and their skepticism about this, even though I know there are a lot of people who think that this is the way to combat the problem. But these people are their own worst enemies. They just kind of don't get what the public perceptions are. And so because of that, which is probably unfair, folks say, I'm not getting that vaccine. It's too expensive. You know, it's just another reason for people to say, nah, I'm not going to get the vaccine. Right? I don't know whether you're running into that. When you give people a vaccine in your clinic, do you charge them for it, or are you getting paid by some other source to give them the vaccine?
Well, we don't give out the vaccine in the clinic. We refer patients at the current time, we refer most people out to the pharmacies. That's where the bulk of the inoculations are being, the bulk of the shots are occurring there locally, mm-hmm. in my neck of the woods.
But still, are they requiring, I guess that's a question for somebody else, and maybe you ought to look into it. When you got, well, you get your shots by going to another doctor, right?
To a pharmacy.
A pharmacy, yeah, so that, a lot of other, but you didn't pay for them when you were at the pharmacy, did you, or did you?
No, I mean, where did I get my last shot? I mean, I've had four now. The last shot I had at a pharmacy, and I did not pay a penny. That was for this new booster that covers the original variant and the Omicron. That's the latest booster.
Did you not pay because they knew you were a doctor, or they're just not charging anybody?
They didn't charge anybody for it, as far as I know.
Well, so that means the taxpayers are still paying for it, in essence, which is, that's not a judgment one way or another. It's just the truth. If you're not paying when you go into the drugstore to get a shot, or you're not paying when you go to the doctor to get a shot, that means the government is paying for the shots.
And I think they had planned on changing that at some point.
I thought they did, too, yeah.
But I'm not sure I know exactly what that point in time is, but I don't think anyone's been charged up to this point. Anyone.
Next item of interest has to do with things that we need to do without. Beginning of the new year, are we looking at taming our various cravings like smoking, drinking? You know, every year, Ken, people say, I resolve to do this. Lose weight, all right, and resolve to do that. I'm going to not drink anymore. I'm not going to smoke. I'm going to stay away from sugar. So let's find out what you are getting from some of the folks that are coming into your clinic. What do you think? Maybe the better question is, what do you think the most progressive, the most positive thing people can do to keep themselves in shape? Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Small to mid-sized businesses, here is the word on COVID and COVID payment. COVIDpayment.com, there is a place to go, and that happens to be it. If you're, let's say you're a doctor's office and you have five or more employees, right? You want to get $26,000 a piece that you don't have to pay back thanks to your old friends of the government taking your tax dollars. I know I sound a little judgmental, but after what I just talked to Ken about with regard to who's paying for the shots, in some circumstances, we find there's money all over the place. This happens to be from the CARES Act. So this is to reward you if you're a doctor or you've got a small business. If you stayed open, you get $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You got to have five employees or more that stayed on the payroll during COVID 2020-2021, and then that's how you qualify for the payment. You heard it right. $26,000 go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a couple of simple questions, and then the tax folks there will do all the rest of the work for you. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks who are experts at COVIDpayment.com, and they'll do all the work. You get paid after they take a little bit of a percentage of the funds that they collect. That's how it works. Remember, all kinds of businesses, restaurants, construction people, doctor's offices, anybody who took PPP loans, if you have five or more employees, let the folks at COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. For Gressy, Mary, Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. So I was asking about what would be the best things to swear off of as we start the new year. I suppose it's the usual. You look at all those lists, Ken, and you see, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop eating so much. I'm going to stop having sugar. I don't know what you do about sugar cravings or the other cravings that, you know, cause you in the first place to be out of health. So what do you think would be the most positive thing? If somebody came to you and said, Dr. Ken, what do you recommend? If there was one thing I could do to improve my health this year, what would you advise me to do?
Eat a healthy diet.
And so if somebody asked you, you'd come back with a Mediterranean diet, right? Or are you kind of waffling on that a little bit here or changing?
No, I'm not waffling. It was just actually awarded just recently still the best diet. But, you know, I think if you want to also eat as a vegetarian and you're getting enough protein, that also is a very good diet, but you have to figure out what works best for you. But clearly I think the consensus award again this year is the Mediterranean diet. It's my favorite. I think it's the right one. And then you just have to pick the right calories, because you can eat too much of a good thing and still put on weight. So you have to figure out for your goal, ideal body weight, what's the right number of calories?
Moving into a situation that everybody seems to be talking about this week, the fate of Damar Hamlin.
Can I just add about what you just asked me about? And ask your doctors about these new FDA prescription drugs to help you lose weight, because in the past, we really didn't have anything that was FDA approved to help lose weight. And now there are drugs out there, and this is probably one of the biggest breakthroughs of 2022. FDA approved drug that'll help you lose 15 to 20% of your body weight. And that is truly an amazing breakthrough.
How quickly do you do that? How does this thing? Well, I saw this week and I was going to ask you about it.
It's done over a number of months. It's not done over a number of days or weeks, but it's done over a good several months, even 6 months. But these drugs now are out there. They're not, you know, alternative drugs. They're not drugs you have to go in covering your face into the back room of some store. These are frontline prescription medicines approved by the FDA. Yes, they may have some side effects and they may have some contraindications, but they're like any other drug that your doctor's prescribing. You have to sit down, go over with them, make sure they're right for you. But there's a list of them. There's not only just one now. And you may want to talk to your doctors about these FDA-approved weight loss drugs. They are real. They have indications. They're not for everybody, but clearly it's a new option out there.
I saw the one I read about was called Tirzepatide or something, Tirzepatide. This is going to make billions of dollars for Eli Lilly. They're the ones who have stepped up to the plate first. I am very cynical about these drugs. These damn drug companies come up with this stuff. They make a big deal out of it. And who knows what the impact is going to be. I don't trust the FDA any further than I can throw them. And I think that's what a lot of people are thinking about, a lot of these things. They see these drug ads everywhere. And this is just one more drug. It's so hard to separate the wheat from the chaff because they've overdone it. So nobody knows really. I'm going to talk about this.
Well, you need to go to Russia to get your health care then. Because the whole American healthcare is based on FDA approval. You can't in America health without
they
FDA
don't
approval.
Always, they don't always get it right, so who does?
Well, then you got to go to Russia to get your health care.
No, that's silly. 23 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here as we go through a lot of the news, the information. I'm intrigued, and I would like to have a conversation with you, Ken, for the benefit of the audience and maybe for my benefit. The story about all these drugs and FDA approval and whether or not people are going to jump at this, because that's the kind of the American psyche. The American medical system depends on the FDA to approve drugs. Most of them hopefully are good and they're going to help people. Sometimes there's a little bit of a snafu with drugs that get approved. But there's so much money in this. People go take a pill and you lose the weight. Don't exercise. Don't stop eating the wrong stuff. That's the message that's coming across here. Eat what you want. Do what you want to your body. But this pill is going to fix everything. That's what you're going to see on television.
I don't know who gave that impression, because that's not the impression we want to give. This is really, you know, the last resort. This is people who have bad issues occurring because of their significant amount of being overweight. This is not for everybody. You know, there are a few, I'm not going to mention them, but there are a few stars who somehow are getting these pills and appearing, you know, amazingly thin. And then there's all these people jumping on the bandwagon. You know, reputable doctors are not using these drugs this way. These drugs are used for people who have obesity that put them at significant danger of having a deadly heart attack or are having other illnesses due to their significant amount of being overweight, like cholesterol issues and diabetes. So these are where there are medical complications or putting people at high risk of having a heart attack. That's where these indications are for these drugs.
All right. So they're not the message.
For potential pageant queens to take these drugs.
Right. But you see, with the advertising that has become such a part of our radio world and television and wherever else people advertise, you can't escape the ads for all these drugs. And so people are becoming, in my circle anyway, immune. They just turn it off when they see these ads or when they hear them. They're sick of them. So if along comes Eli Lilly with the announcement that we have this new weight loss drug that you can take, and doctors will, I'm sure, talk about it as well. You'll talk to your patients because many of your cardiologists, many of your patients have cardiological and circulatory problems due to being overweight. So, wow, if somebody tells them, take this pill, you're going to lose the weight, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to do what Al Roker did and have the operation. And one wonders, I guess this is as good a place as any to launch off into that. As he comes back to the Today Show, he has thick blood. And he's had clots, and he's had other things that have sent him to the hospital, and so one wonders, one wonders about him specifically, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, did this have any connection to his being overweight for as long as he did, it was, and did the operation cause this to occur? That's got to be a question on people's minds, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't examined him. I don't know enough about his medical history to give you a good differential diagnosis for him. So why he is having these clotting issues, certainly if he's not getting enough activity, would put him at risk. And I don't know the rest of his history, if he has any clotting disorder that would put him at risk. So I just don't know enough about his history to tell you.
I know that there are people who say his thick blood. So maybe when we come back, we'll talk about thick blood and how does somebody have thick blood, somebody have thin blood. What are the reasons for that as we go up and down here on the scale? Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug here on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making a choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted 32 people from a train station in Nigeria's South Edo State Monday morning. The attack in Africa's most populous country has the government reporting one of those kidnapped has already escaped. As democracy played out in Washington, D.C., California Representative Kevin McCarthy finally worked his way into the House Speaker role Friday night into Saturday morning.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter.
God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
The House will begin debate Monday on the rules package. It includes a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. A nurses' strike in New York State has been averted as the New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with two major hospitals. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Back in the second half hour of the Good Day Health program for this weekend, the first weekend of the new year. So we're talking a little about how you resolve to be healthier in the new year. What are some of the things? I think we went back a little bit, Ken, as we looked at the top health stories of last year. I don't know that we talked about major health breakthroughs from last year. If I said to you, I would speculate, and then I'd ask you to correct me, is the new COVID vaccine the medical breakthrough of the year? Because there were so many things that we talked about during the course of the year. Would that be the number one breakthrough?
Well, it certainly is in what I would put maybe three. It's hard to say which is the number one. It's definitely in the top five, but especially this new bivalent vaccine that will affect the original strain as well as the newest strain. This is using this new mRNA technology. That's a major breakthrough. But what I think also is a major breakthrough, this new mRNA technology that was used for making the vaccine against COVID is now being used to make vaccines against cancer. And this is a huge breakthrough where you can actually take a specific part of the cancer, which is unique to the cancer. We call this an antigen, and put it through this mRNA technology and come up with making RNA that will produce antibodies targeted directly against the cancer. So you're creating in the body selective missiles that selectively target the cancer and destroy the cancer. So you have a cancer vaccine. This is a huge, exciting breakthrough for fighting cancer that has come out of the technology that was developed or expanded to help fight and make the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So when I become cynical and I say what I do about the advertising and not wanting to have important stuff like this lost with all of the other things for whatever your problem may be that the drug companies are trying to fix, this is something that really does pierce through the veil of the ordinary drug and the ordinary story. And this is the kind of stuff that gives people hope. It's just, I would hope that we could get the information from a doctor rather than a television commercial. That's where I think there is a, you know, these people are so eager to sell and make money, I think they lose some of the impact, because doctors ought to be the ones telling. It shouldn't be you asking your doctor about this drug. It should be your doctor telling you about this drug and telling you how it will impact you, not somebody guessing as to whether the chemistry in your body will be okay with whatever this particular drug is. I don't know. I'm probably dreaming, because I don't know that we're going to get that. Is it going to be the reality? There's so much money to be made here. But this, what you just explained, is a serious, fabulous breakthrough. And it needs to have a different sort of bracket around it. You know what I mean? This needs to be, you know, like the town crier going through town and saying, hear ye, look at this drug and what it can do. And we've talked, both the things we've talked about today, that and the weight loss thing, those are to be separated from the rest of the everyday run-of-the-mill drugs that there are spots for on radio and television everywhere. You agree?
Well, you're not happy with direct-to-consumer advertising is what I'm hearing basically from the drug companies.
Well, I make my living with advertising, so I don't want to be a hypocrite and say that I'm not happy with it. I just think it muddies the waters. It confuses
people. I think providing some awareness is not a bad thing, because the amount of time that you have with a patient, unfortunately, is too limited. And giving the patient, this is just another, if you look at it as a big picture, just another way of helping to educate a patient about all the possible things they can come in and ask a doctor about. You know, I don't think it's a crime to do that.
Right.
And if the patients want, get educated somewhat, not exclusively by television commercials, but just one of many ways, and it just gives them a grab bag of questions that they want to come in and talk to patients about. And there may be a doctor or a patient who's not aware that there's now FDA-approved drugs to lose weight, because that is amazing. It really is. I mean, you go, I've been on the radio with you for a long time, Doug, and we never had an FDA-approved drug that would help me lose 15 to 20% of my body weight. That is amazing. So you know, maybe there aren't doctors who are aware of that, sadly, if that's true, and I'm sure there are a lot of patients who aren't aware of that. So if the drug companies let the patients become aware of that, and it's just ask your doctor about that, you know, I don't know if that's such a bad thing.
All right. Okay, let's go back to Al Roker for a moment. Not that you know the specifics, but it brings me around to asking the question. Maybe I should save this for Ask Dr. Ken, but I'm on it now. So can you help us understand? I was told once, and that's why I'm bringing it up to a point, that I had thick blood. Now, I don't know how does a doctor look at your blood and tell whether it's thick or thin? What is thick blood? What's too thin? Tell us about blood and how we know what we have. We know about we've got A or O positive or whatever, but how do you know if you have thick blood? And is that the reason that there are problems with guys like Roker, because the blood's too thick to flow through your veins and your arteries?
Well, those are really not medical terms, but blood needs to be in a nice liquid form so it flows through the pipes, the circulatory pipes of the body, bringing oxygen and nourishment from head to toe as it's pumped from the heart and then gets pumped back. But blood also needs to clot if any of this piping gets injured and there's a hole in the circulation and you start getting bleeding. You don't want to hemorrhage. You don't want to bleed out. So there are proteins and factors in the blood and cells in the blood which help bind these areas so that the bleeding stops. And I think that's what you're talking about. And there's basically, and you can measure these factors. There's the platelets in the body. There's two ways that you get clots so that you stop bleeding, you don't hemorrhage and bleed to death if you get cut. There are the platelets, a particular cell in your body, and then there are these proteins that are made in the liver that braid a clot. So there's two different ways to stop the bleeding, and I think that's what you're talking about. Thick or thin blood, you know, how much of these factors you have, how easily you stop the bleeding, and there are ways to measure this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess on top of everything, you'd wish guys like Al Roker well. I don't think he looks well. I don't think he is well. And, it's, you know, you wonder whether, as I asked before, having that gastronomic, the surgery, the stapling up of your stomach, does that start this whole cascade? Or do you have the problem, you know, does it come from other sources? Just another reason for you to watch your weight, I guess, much as anything else. And speaking of that, let's spend a moment talking about Calitrin, number one for healthy weight loss and number one for safe weight loss. I suppose safe and healthy are analogous, same thing when you think about it. Calitrin has become the choice for healthy weight loss. I've seen a lot more commercials around for Calitrin this year than I have before. More and more people paying more and more attention to this safe weight loss product. It doesn't have any drugs, doesn't have any stimulants in it, and you don't have to sign up for recurring purchases. You order what you want, you get it, you want it more, then you go back to the same place, which is toploss.com, and order some more. There are no hidden fees, nothing. Manufactured in the United States, FDA registered, I don't know what the difference would be, FDA registered and FDA approved is, but the FDA being involved, as Ken has said, is certainly a good thing. It's a one-of-a-kind formula, for sure. And so right now, they're having a beginning sale, buy 4 months and get 4 months free right now. So if you want 4 months, you get 4 months free, that's a good place for you to start. Cleanse your body, work it through, and get that weight gone and kept off by using Calitrin as I do. I love having it help me keep the weight off. That's what it's good for. Lots of different things in the weight department. Toploss.com is their website at Calitrin, toploss.com. When you check out, use the promo code Doug, get free shipping and 4 months free when you buy 4 months at toploss.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Back at 53 past the hour on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. You can always be in touch with Dr. Ken. I like to tell people how to do that because there are always questions. I hear Dr. Ken on the radio. I think he's fabulous. How can I be in touch? How can I go see him? How can we get some help? All right, so here is the simple, easy way to reach out to Dr. Ken in the clinic. Dial 352-735-1400. Again, area 352-735-1400. Make an appointment. Go see Ken. Get his time, get his expertise, or maybe if you're a long ways away, you might want to try that new telemedicine route. It's kind of like a Zoom call, and Ken will go over stuff. It's a process, but you get it started by calling 352-735-1400. All right, so the first question here has to do, we've talked about Damar Hamlin and his cardiac arrest. There was some news also this week about Martina Navratilova. She has a dual cancer diagnosis, but fortunately it's stage one. So, A, is it often that somebody would be diagnosed with two different cancers, different parts of the body at the same time? And two, is stage one a hopeful sign that's been caught in time and you can get it?
She was discovered with swollen lymph nodes and apparently has cancer in her throat and breast. And it's not clear to me. We don't yet know really enough to know whether this is, you know, breast cancer, where the primary is, mm-hmm. where the secondary is. But cancers do move. Various lymph node cancers can move to various parts of the body. So, I think that this is the beginning of understanding how she possibly could have all these organs involved.
All right, next question has to do with hydration. A lot of people, a lot of different angles to hydration. Drinking enough water seems simple, and apparently there's some good news attached to those of you, those of us, who drink plenty of water. It's not like if you drink anything, is this just water, or is it any liquid?
The reason why this is news this week is the National Institutes of Health announced early in the week that staying hydrated can actually slow the aging process. And this is good news. And people probably since their eighth grade health class were told they should drink, 8 glasses of water a day, which can be very misleading information because you need to understand the circulation of the body. Unlike the pipes in your kitchen, the pipes in the body are porous. They have holes in them. And the circulation material inside your pipes freely flows from inside the pipes to outside. So if you just drink plain water, what doctors call free water, and you're not thirsty, that'll just leak right out of the pipes, not stay inside your pipes, not keep you hydrated, but just get the tissues outside your pipes well hydrated. And that's not what you're trying to do. So to stay hydrated, you want to drink plain water or free water when you're thirsty, but only when you're thirsty. And when you're not thirsty, drink a fluid with something in it so it stays inside the circulatory pipes. This is the whole idea, and I don't want to give a plug.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dr. Jack practices with his wife Mary at a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a nooker. Wait a minute, hold on. Jack, save me.
I have so much.
But we had somebody, Jay, somebody told me to drink pineapple juice.
Yes.
Because I've been so inflamed.
Morning and night.
Yeah. What about that, Jack? You see,
yeah,
that is helping.
Yeah, sugar. That's just going to cause more phlegm.
Oh,
it may give you some temporary relief, but so will a little bit of honey and vinegar in hot water.
Honey and vinegar. All right, I'm gonna take you some honey, but I didn't put any vinegar in it. All right, so I'll do that. You got that, Jay?
Vinegar,
honey.
What's apple cider? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yes,
honey,
I do that.
Apple cider vinegar in warm water. That'll clear that throat up.
Yeah. All right. There we are. All fixed. All better now. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor. He also has a couple of very successful websites. One of them is ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's connected more to Mary's work, in a sense. The elements that are in the long life energy enzymes that you can get from ForbiddenDoctor.com are very helpful for maintaining your body from top to bottom. And Jack, who is a Nuka chiropractor specializing in how to survive using the strength of your neck and your shoulders, all that upper cervical stuff that needs attention that oftentimes doesn't get it, even in regular chiropractic care. So that's who Jack is. And so every week I try to inveigle myself at least into part of his Good Day Health appearance with questions and answers. And what's on a lot of people's minds this week is the circumstances with Damar Hamlin, who had a cardiac event. And apparently this Buffalo Bills game was played on Monday night. He will not make a full recovery. You say it's because he was vaccinated.
Yeah, well, this is finally going to make it into the United States consciousness, what has been happening worldwide with soccer players. Literally hundreds of young men, his age, a little bit younger, a little bit older, dropping in the middle of the game in the field as a post-COVID vaccine injury to the heart called myocarditis.
What is myocarditis?
Well, severe inflammation of the cardiac muscle.
Okay.
And the problem is that CPR, and it's such a tragic story, and I'm so sorry for him and his family, but the CPR was administered for 9 minutes. Normal is 3 to 5. 10 minutes, you're basically dead. And in America, for some reason, we just don't want to know what kills people, which is why there's virtually no autopsies after someone dies post-vaccine, even if they're young and they died less than 24 hours after the jab. So we're never going to know for sure what really happened to him.
So why is it? Is it the drug companies being that powerful? Why did that happen?
They made $85 billion, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fauci refused to allow early treatment of COVID people. The vaccine companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and the rest of them, have made over $85 billion.
Taxpayer money, too, because it all.
And the sad thing is, this is still under emergency use. So his family will be denied death benefits if he dies from this.
Mm.
Because it's an experimental drug.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and when they're talking about the official term they're giving here, of course, is commotio cordis. That's what happens when you have a very hard blow to the chest. I was watching this. I saw this happen. I was watching the game. He didn't get hit that hard. And in the entire history of the NFL, this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. But you imagine a high school baseball team, and there's a shortstop out there trying to do his best to keep that guy on second base from stealing third. He's not paying close attention. The guy at bat smacks a hard 120-mile-an-hour ball that hits that shortstop in the chest right over the heart. Mm-hmm. That's where you see commotio cordis.
And
with a young man like that, or a young woman in the same condition, you can usually get the heart going again pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But now he has what they call anoxic encephalopathy, which simply means the last step before brain death. Because he can't breathe on his own. The word is coming out. He can't breathe. He's on a respirator. And this is one of those situations where you finally decide, when do we pull the plug?
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Interesting read on the Damar Hamlin situation. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.